Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, and joining us on the line now is the head boys basketball coach of the Clarion Goldfield House Cowboys, Jason Berning, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
So as we look at your team coming into this 2025 season, tell you what, there's a lot of excitement, and for good reason, with how many returners you've got from last year's team. A couple guys, or just some names to rip off the start. Chaz Lane, obviously an all-conference performer, had played at an all-state level, quite frankly, at the end of the year last year. You know, bring back J.D. Morikall, bring back Huxley Lingenfelter as well. Those are just kind of three. Johnny Lamelli, someone that came on strong at the end of the year as well. And you've got a lot of other pieces back on this team. How has practice been with this group coming back, and what's the excitement level at for what they feel that they can do this year?
We feel we've had a really good start to the season. It really helps when you have returners. We bring back pretty much all of our our offensive production. And on top of that, you know, we bring back, like you said, an all conference, and I believe, really believe, he was just a step below. You know, he missed out on some all, you know, the all sub-state team and stuff. But Chaz Lane, I think, is really set to just even take his game another step forward. But you know, it really helps to bring back a bunch. You know, bring back that production, and I think something we found out early this summer when we started doing some things as a team, that it helps being upperclassmen. And I think that those two things, you know, experience plus upperclassmen experience, is something that we haven't had for the last several years. And so it's been really fun to see the growth in those guys that you mentioned, and then some other guys that are coming along. So I think rightfully so, there is a lot of excitement amongst our team and amongst our community for this team. And I think, you know, I think good things are ahead of us. We just want to make sure we're keeping, you know, just keeping our eyes focused on what we need to do for that to happen. But yeah, we really feel good about this team.
And I know on Saturday you guys saw really a lot of your first, I guess the closest thing you'll get to game competition before a game's got underway. You had a try scrimmage. You guys scrimmaged South Hamilton. You also scrimmaged Newman Catholic as well on Saturday. Just for first time out, you know, getting, like I said, that game type of experience with this group. What are some things that you saw that you liked, and what are some things that you definitely saw that could be worked on as the season goes along?
We've been really working on, you know, our transition game, trying to get out and run a little bit. We feel like, you know, we need to be able to score a little better. And, you know, if we can just, you know, we felt like we were so close in so many games last year where we just couldn't quite score. You know, we just needed 3-4 more buckets here or there in a game. And you know, we feel like our record could have changed dramatically. But, you know, that is just some experience factor too. But our transition was pretty good. At times we're still working on it, but these guys really want to get up and down the floor too. So, you know, it takes time to build that. But I thought from an early standpoint, that looked really good on Saturday. You know, and offensively, we just want to try to put ourselves and put our guys in the best situations where we can get the best shots we can. And you know, that was good at times, and still, you know, shaking off some early season rust. But then defensively, you know, something we've been hitting really hard too is we feel like if we want to take a step forward, we need to just continue to get better on that end. And for the most part, I thought it was again, always some things we need to get better at, but you know, just some communication stuff. But I really liked both phases of the game there. And you know, and we're ready to hit it again tonight in our Achieve scrimmage. And so, we're pleased with where we're at. We know there's stuff we need to work on, but really pleased with where we're at.
And you look at this schedule coming up here to open the season, like you talked about. You have a cheap scrimmage tonight with West Bend Mallard over in West Bend. And then you've got, obviously, Thanksgiving break before hitting the ground running, obviously opening up with Eagle Grove. You know, that's a game that, that has been a really good series the last couple of years. And then finishing up that week with a matchup against a very good St. Edmund team to open up conference play. You have a Saturday game with West Hancock before a schedule of Charles City, Humboldt, and Garner-Hapel Ventura the following week as well. So when you take a look at this, you know, opening couple weeks of the season, just what do you see from a challenge perspective about some of the teams you have on your schedule here to open things up here in 2025?
Well, the one thing that I feel like that we are in a little better situation than we maybe have been in years past is I feel like we are game ready right now. You know, with our stuff that we did this summer, we had a large group of guys playing in a fall league, and then just our experience factor. You know, we've got some big games right off the bat, but I feel like we're game ready. We're experienced, and you know that first game with Eagle Grove is, you know, it's been tight the last several years, and we want to make sure we're ready for that opening night, not just because it's Eagle Grove, but just because, you know, we want to get off to a good start, put our best foot forward on night number one. And then, like you said, yeah, we follow it up with, you know, our game number two against a really good St. Edmund team. You know, there's been times where we've matched up really well against them, and there's times where they've taken advantage of us a little bit, of our youth and inexperience. But, again, we hope with some of our experience, you know, that we can compete a little better with them. But again, just first things first, we got to get through this week. But we're anxious to get our schedule started. And like I said, we feel we're ready, but we just got to get through these last couple practices healthy and everything that goes with it, and put ourselves in a position to start off the season right.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight in that Chiefs scrimmage against West Bend Mallard.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. That was Jason Burney, the head boys basketball coach of the Clarion Goldfield House Cowboys, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. We talk with Eagle Grove coach Ryan Peterson next here on 95.7 FM.